Yandura bala brenda na bale brenda kere. E gradi bradu brede re bedi grani bradu brana bala brenda na bale brenda re kere diari grani. Dene gende re keri ari zadira na bale brandi mili kandu na bala bali kata. Yene berika sobradi bradi bradu brade bene krende re keri ala karabiga sobrada. Digri di medeki ala balo brati bezi zabalo brati brikandri mi kedi ala karabadeka. Yes, continue to pray in the spirit. Mi gazu brandi bala kedi ala balatim bala rabadeka da. I'll give us just one more minute. Pray in the spirit. Mi rahube brati 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 kade kazi gade. La rena ro brande kasu brati gada bala 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 Le predei alle caso bradi 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 cara sa prendere me le chiavi della foglia. Bere le chiavi bra pure che dalla gazzizzata. Dimbre to bala te bala capiba soccata. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, glory must be to the Lord. For he is worthy of a praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. And so, Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the adoration. We thank you because you are the one at work in us, both to will and to do of your own good pleasure. We thank you for the manifestation of the Spirit amongst us. We say, be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. We say, thank you, Father. 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 This is the month of September. We say, thank you, Father. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We acknowledge that it is not by our power. It is not by our mind, but by the Spirit of the Lord. And so we say, thank you, Father. We say, thank you again. We keep coming back to say, thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Holy Spirit, because you have taken control now. In the name of Jesus. We yield ourselves to the Holy Ghost tonight. In the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I want to use this opportunity to welcome us to the divine healing service. The first divine healing service in the month of September 2023. All throughout this month, all of our services on Sunday are going to be divine healing service. Praise God. And so this is just the beginning. I would just want to tell us quickly that even as we go into the world sometime, please do not be too insensitive. Hallelujah. So when you see promises or when you hear your own word, begin to lay hands on them. Okay, so as you are hearing the word, if you can, please pray in the Holy Ghost silently down. Just pray in the Holy Ghost silently if you can. Pray God. Without disturbing anybody, just pray in the Holy Ghost silently and then pay attention. Praise God. By the grace of God, there's going to be so many resuscitation tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus. So let's just continue. Genesis chapter 3, verse 17. We want to look at the origin of sickness and ailments as they are. Praise God. I'll be reading all scripture from my end, particularly Sister Comfort will be reading all scripture so that we can avoid any distraction of any kind. Genesis chapter 3. From verse 17. Yes, Genesis 3:17.
Genesis chapter 3, verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
And unto Adam he said, Because thou art hearkening unto the voice of thy wife.
Go ahead, please.
And at eating of the tree of which I commanded thee,
mm-hmm.
saying, thou mm-hmm. shalt not eat of it,
mm-hmm.
cursed is the ground for thy sake.
Hallelujah.
In sorrow shalt thou eat of it.
It's all right. Praise the Lord. We see in this scripture, Genesis 3:17, that God was describing the state of man. God was describing the state of man. Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. God said, cursed. Now, it's very important that we understand what happened there. God didn't say, I cursed the ground for your sake. God said, cursed is the ground for thy sake. Meaning that this is a past tense. I am just describing your situation. Now, we must understand that the difference between a blessing and a cursing, and a curse rather, is in their manifestation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The difference between a curse and a blessing is in their what? Manifestation. God said, cursed is the land for your sake. In sorrow you will eat out of it, and so many curses followed. Now, by the revelation of God, I understand a blessing is an empowerment to succeed. Hear me very well. A blessing is a what? An empowerment to succeed. So when God says, in blessing, I have blessed thee, he's saying, when it comes to requirement for you to succeed, you have been empowered. Not that you are just capable of doing it, you have received additional power to succeed. That even if you did not want to succeed before, it has become too late. Hallelujah. So what is a curse then? So if a curse is the opposite of a blessing, it then means that a curse is an empowerment to fail. Are we together? Are we together now? So a curse is an empowerment to fail. And so when something has been empowered to fail, it means that it will not achieve the purpose for which it was designed. It begins to fail. So in essence, sickness is merely, hear me now, sickness is merely a manifestation of the failure of a particular thing. So when you say you have a sickness in your body, there are some parts of your body that are failing to operate the way they are supposed to operate. In other words, sickness is merely a product of this cause. We see in Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 16, Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 16, I will read from my end. We see God was talking to the Israelites, and then God was trying to tell them that, okay, so because if you abide by these laws that I give unto you, I will bless you. In blessing, I will bless you. And God began to mention the blessings that will come upon them. Praise God. And when he got to verse 16, he said, cursed shall you. This is not going to happen to you in the name of Jesus. This is not your portion because you have been redeemed from every curses. Now, if I'm not going to read this, he began to describe that cursed shall they be in the city. Cursed shall they be in the field. Cursed shall their basket and their store be. And God began to, God began to describe what will happen to them. Cursed be the fruit of their body. Cursed be the fruit of their land. So sickness is a state that goes beyond physical ailment. Invariably, anything that is failing to operate the way it is to operate is sick. Praise God. Praise God. The manifestations of ignorance, or say the manifestation of darkness, is just in three places: poverty, sicknesses and diseases, and death. Poverty, sicknesses and diseases, and what? Death. We are talking about sicknesses particularly. These three are caused by the cost of the law. So, because God was telling them that I have redeemed you. Okay, if you continue to live by the instructions that I've given unto you, I have redeemed you. I have redeemed your land. But if you stop obeying the commandment that I give to you, you see again, past tense, cursed shall. So hear this now. You do not, praise God, people don't fall sick because of the food that they eat. Hello? A business that is not operating the way it is meant to operate, a business that is not bringing forth fruit, can be caused. Now, there's the point where, hallelujah, there's the point where, well, person doing the business does not know how to handle it well, but there's also the possibility that the business is operating under a curse that is not allowing it to prosper. Settle this now, that blessings lead to prosperity and curses lead to sickness and death. I want you to understand this now, that many things can be caused. Many things can be sick. In fact, anything that is caused need healing. Because I know that when we hear healing, the first thing that comes to our mind is that, but I'm not sick. Yes, you may not be sick in your body, but think about it. Bible says that, beloved, Apostle John, the Holy Spirit, Apostle John was speaking, said, beloved, I wish that you prosper even above all things, just as your soul does what? Prosper. So a man may not be sick in the body, but his soul might be sick. Because anything that is, any man that is failing to prosper is sick. Are we together now? Are we together now? I'm trying to help us understand that sickness is beyond physical body. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. I pray for you in the name of the Lord Jesus, as many as are operating under the curse today, as many as are operating under one particular curse today, because Jesus has redeemed you from the curse of the law. Those curses are broken in the name of the Lord Jesus. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land.
Hallelujah. If my people, this is to let us understand that when God calls a set of people, my people, he's saying these are the ones that I have set aside. He says, if ones that are called by my name, if they shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn for what? Turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear them, will forgive their sin, and do what? Will heal their land. This scripture is helping us understand something. That it's not just about the Israel, my people, called by my name. You are called the Son of God, aren't you? You're called by the name of God. But if you, by any means, try to seek to do things by your own means, they may not work. And you may cause things to stagnate on your own behalf. But God says, if you shall pray and seek his face, if you shall turn back to him and receive his direction, he says he's going to heal your what? Heal your land. It is this kind of healing that is often called restoration. Praise God. It is this kind of healing that we refer to as what? Restoration. So that when we see that when Adam went out of the instruction of God, it caused some things to happen. The same way as believers, when we go outside of the plan, outside of the will of God for us, in our ignorance, we destroy things. In our ignorance, we allow things to happen. Praise God. Now, if anybody is under such tonight, by the grace of God, by the power of God, you are healed. Because it is God that said it is time. This is the month for divine healing. So clearly, we can see that sickness is beyond physical sickness now. Many things can be sick. The land can be sick. As you can see in 2 Corinthians 7:14, I will heal their land. Not their body, their land. And a land is a place that you sow to. Am I correct? The Bible there is a type of life, because the land is a place where you sow to and you do what? And you reap. So when God is saying, I will heal their land, is variably saying, I will heal their life and every area of their life where they sow to. Every area where they put investment into, he said, I will heal it. So your place can be sick. Hello? Your body can be sick. Your mind can be sick. A man that is broken hearted is as sick as a man, okay, that has physical ailment on his body. In fact, the Bible says that no man can bear a broken spirit for too long. No man. Lands can be sick. Physical body can be sick. Your work can be sick. You can be sick financially. Are we together now? You can be sick mentally. There can be sickness anywhere. Any area of your life where you do not live according to the instructions of God, the devil might want to, you know, because you are not filled with the understanding of what God wants to happen in that area, you can, the devil can, you know, by reason of your ignorance, cause sickness to happen there. You agree with him. Today, I have not come to preach sickness. I have come to preach your redemption. Hallelujah. I come to tell us that Jesus has redeemed you. If the curses, when we have time, we can read Deuteronomy chapter 28 from verse 16 down. We begin to see that sickness is a result of curses. In fact, the Bible makes it clear that there are so many other ailments that are enough in this book. He said, it happened to the Israelites if they don't obey. No wonder. Jesus said that a man is not defiled by what goes inside of him, but what comes outside. So as important as food is, it is not food that causes sickness. As important as food is, I take the word of the Lord Jesus for it. As important as food is, it is not food that causes sickness. If a believer should become sick, he has gotten something wrong. And most likely, it is in the EU of the confession of the mouth. That's what Jesus was saying. That a man is defiled by what goes out of his mouth. Now, Galatians 3:13 says that we are buried. Let's read the scripture. Galatians 3:13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Yes, Galatians 3:13.
Christ has redeemed
us. Hallelujah.
The law,
hallelujah.
Being made a curse for us.
Mm-hmm.
For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the
tree. Hear this. It says, Christ has redeemed us. Can somebody say, I have been redeemed?
I have been redeemed.
From the curse of the law. I have been redeemed from the curse of sickness. I have been redeemed from the curse of death. I have been redeemed from the curse of poverty. I will begin to pray in the spirit along with this. I have been redeemed in the name of Jesus. I have been redeemed from the curse of the Lord. No curse of any kind is allowed to operate in my body. It is not possible because Jesus has been made a curse. Medica soprande, radiva, la gerazia palotra malecede, e gradiva soprendre, keria le bastinia malasurama, la televelia di malatiga, le genegenia la suraba, le brando le melecchia, vali canatopra, dire che sedia la rata, le genegane, vadira balo grande, keria la surama, la varecata, le ganite, le besemble, keria libratore, vedevia la balati. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
For in Jesus' mighty name was the prayer.
Amen.
Since Jesus has redeemed us, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Now, how did he do it? He said, being made a curse for us. Now, that if there was supposed to be a curse that is upon us, hallelujah, that Christ be came that curse. For it is written, that cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. Now, this is good news. As a result of this curse, this is it, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that you might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. There is a reason why this promise of the Spirit is important. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a reason why you will soon find out why this promise of the Spirit is so important. He redeemed us that the promise of Abraham, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. The blessing. Now, I want you to look at how Abraham experienced God. Think of all the empowerment that he received from God, the form of blessing. The Bible says, if you would believe the Bible says that the blessings of Abraham is upon your life. If you have received the Lord Jesus. Now, it is not just so. There is an evidence, there is a proof that these blessings are upon your life. There's a what? There is a proof that these blessings of Abraham is upon your life. And what is this proof? It says that you will be able to receive the promise of the Spirit. Through what? Through faith. So having the Holy Spirit is a proof that the blessings of Abraham, that the blessings of God are upon you. And I've told us before that a blessing is an empowerment to success. For today, we are focusing on sicknesses in any area of sicknesses of the land. And sicknesses of the land means sicknesses of our life, sicknesses concerning areas that we invest our time, our resources on. If time permits us, we might talk about sickness of the body, but we'll still declare tonight. There are so many people in their ignorance, they are operating by themselves. They have received the Lord Jesus, of course, but they have refused to take on the blessing and are operating under the curses. Jesus cannot become a curse for you, and a man will curse you. Jesus cannot become a curse for you, and a man will make an enchantment against your business and it will work. An enchantment against your marriage and it will work. An enchantment against your life and it will work. Jesus cannot become a curse for your sake, and there would be, how do you put it now? Forces from the darkness enforcing curses upon your life. Keeping such a man in bondage, it is wrong. The good news is this, that Jesus has redeemed you. Now, this is the evidence that you have been redeemed, that you have the Holy Spirit in you. Now, Romans 8:11 says something spectacular about the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:11 says something spectacular about what the Holy Spirit does, and this is why it is important that receiving the Holy Spirit is an evidence, a pure evidence of having the blessings of Abraham. Shall we read it? Romans 8:11? It says, but if the Spirit of him that raised Christ from the dead does what? Dwells in you. In that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your what? Your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwells in you. That if the Spirit of him that raised Christ from the dead is in you, that by default, if you allow, he is going to quicken your mortal body. This means that automatically you are not supposed to fall sick. And so if there's any kind of sickness appearing on your body, hear me now. It is a suggestion. You have the right to refuse or to accept. Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord God is upon you. Now, if you receive the Holy Spirit, I want you to boldly proclaim now that I have the blessings of Abraham upon me. I have been empowered to succeed. Nothing dies in my hands. I cannot fail. It is impossible for me to fail. It is impossible for things not to work around me, because I have been blessed by God. As if that is not enough, 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus. Is it 1 Peter 1 3? Okay, Ephesians 1:3. Good. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So instead of having curses upon you, there are blessings. I am blessed. I am empowered to succeed. Can we begin to declare this even in the spirit as we begin to declare? In the name of Jesus, I am blessed.
Declare,
make it subra, lebra de kara. Nothing dies in around me. Nothing dies in my hands. Nothing dies around me. Because I am blessed by God with all the spiritual blessings in the heavenly places.
I have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Abundance in the name of Jesus. My land is.
Oh, in Jesus. Mighty name, we are still praying.
Amen.
Praise God. He became a curse for us.
So if there is any affliction or any sickness of any kind that is supposed to come, he has borne it. And the Bible says that affliction shall not arise the second time. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak as an ambassador of Christ, that anybody, every man under the sound of my voice now, suffering from one kind or another of affliction, in the name of the Lord Jesus, you are set free in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. This is the promise of God, that the affliction shall not arise a second time. As long as you have received the Lord Jesus, it became the cause. It became the cause. It became the cause that you might receive the blessing. Huh? Can you see this? It became the cause that you might receive the blessing. And so instead of your land to be cursed, it is blessed. Instead of your body to be cursed, it is blessed. Instead of your baskets to be cursed, it is blessed. Instead of the fruit of your body to be cursed, it is blessed. All you should see all around you is blessings. Romans 5:1. It says, therefore, having been justified by faith, he says, we have peace with God. We have peace with God. We have peace with God. So if we have peace with God, praise God. If we have peace with God, then 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14 says that God will heal our land. We've read it before. That if we would settle with him, God would heal your land. How many people believe the word of God according to Romans chapter 5 verse 1 today? If you believe, lay your hands on your head or on your chest and declare that I believe the word of God.
I believe the word of God.
According to Romans chapter 5, verse 5. That thou have been justified by faith. Through Christ Jesus. And I have peace with God. And because of this peace. According to the word of God, God has healed my land.
God has healed my land.
I receive this healing,
healing
today in the name of Jesus. Begin to receive your healing now. Isaiah chapter 15, verse 1. He says, who has believed our report? I have come today to just show you the report of God. There is only one condition for God to heal our land. 22nd Corinthians chapter 7, verse 13. One condition. One condition. He says, if my people that are called by my name, he says, if they will turn back to me, if we would agree, he says, I will heal their land. If they can just come back so that we can agree, he said, I will heal their land. But glory to God, through our faith in Christ Jesus, there is peace between us and God. And so we can claim our healing. The beauty of this is that God has healed your land. You are the one to receive the healing.
Praise God. God, say, God has healed my land. And I receive this healing tonight. We're still going to declare. We're still going to pray. But before the next week, two more scriptures. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 1 to 4. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 1 to 4. Yes,
who has believed our report?
Who has believed our report?
And to whom is the hand of the Lord revealed?
To whom is the hand of the Lord revealed? Hear me, everybody. Hold on, sir. Hold on, man. Hear me, everybody. The only person that is going to experience this word of God is the person that believes the word of God. I told us that my job is simple today. I have come to show you the report of God. The choice of to believe or not is up to you. The choice to believe or not is up to you. He says, the person that believes our report, this person is going to experience the arm of God. Now, if the, he says, for him the arm of God is revealed, that means the arm of God has always been there. But it will only be revealed to the person when he believes. The healing has already always been there. But if you are going to experience it, you need to believe the report of God. This is the report that there is peace between you and God. This is the report that Jesus has redeemed you from the curse of sickness. Verse 2, it says, surely you shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Verse 3, it says, he is despised and rejected of men. Talking about Christ Jesus, this is a prophecy about the Lord Jesus. He says, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we eat as it was our faces were from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Verse 4, it says, surely he has borne our grief. Can somebody say, Christ has borne my grief? Surely he has borne our grief. Two, carried our sorrows. He has borne our grief. Carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and what? Afflicted. So hear this evening. Your grief, your sorrows, your afflictions, Christ has borne them. Verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions, that if it is that a sin is what will cause you, praise God, to suffer sickness again in your land. Praise God. He said, he been wounded for the sake of these sins. And so, if there is a sin somewhere, if it is that you have committed a sin, hallelujah, it does not give the devil the right to afflict you. So if it's about sin, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 is there for you. If it's about sin, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 is there for you. If there's always one sin that the devil brings up for you, every time you look at that grief, every time you look at that sorrow, every time you look at that, affliction, and the devil tells you, have you forgotten you did this? Have you forgotten you did that? That is the reason why this is happening. Hello? 1 John 1, 9 is available for you. Quickly, shall we read? So that we can take that step. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Quickly, let's read that. Take that step once and for all.
He that says is in, he is in the light.
1 John chapter 1, verse 9.
Okay. If we confess our sins,
He is faithful
and just to forgive
and just to forgive us our sins
and to cleanse us from all
unrighteousness. If we confess. So if it is that he always brings up a sin, this is your emergency number. Use it now. For as many that the devil uses a sin to keep them in that affliction, use it, your emergency line now. Confess that sin to the Father. He will forgive you. Now, if you have confessed that sin, Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. If you have taken that step, you can now lawfully and legally refuse to be afflicted again. Hallelujah. Why? Because Jesus has borne the affliction on his body. And the word of God cannot fail. Affliction shall not arise a second time. Verse 5. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. By his stripes, we are healed. By his stripes, we are healed. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24. That's our last scripture today before we begin to make some declarations.
Who is own self bear our sins?
Who in own self bear our sins?
In his own body on the tree.
In his own body.
On the tree.
On the tree.
That we. Being dead to sins.
Being dead to sins.
Should live unto righteousness. By whose stripes?
You were healed. On his own body, he bore our sins so that we can lead to righteousness. He says, by his stripes, we were healed. He didn't say, by his stripes, we'll be healed. He says, we were healed. Now, look at this. There is a similarity between this scripture, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24, Isaiah chapter 1 and verse, Isaiah chapter 54, rather, that we're reading, 53, rather, verse 4 that we're reading, and Genesis chapter 3, verse 17. You will notice something very spectacular. All of the languages were in past tense. Cursed is the land for your sake. For the first man, when God was talking to Adam, past tense. God was describing his situation. By his stripes, you were healed. Again, God is describing your situation. What this means is that the responsibility to experience this is no longer on God, but on you. Are we together? That if you are going to experience this healing, if you are going to experience this empowerment, if you are going to receive the healing of your land, to become free of this griefs, of the sorrows, of these afflictions, of this stagnancy, of these causes, of this manifestation of darkness over your businesses and your investments, over your works, over your ministries, over what you ever, whatever it is you are engaged in, the experience of your healing is in your hands.
It is up to you whether you receive or not. God is describing by his stripes, you were what? Healed. So you can decide to receive the, you know, to receive the healing through Christ Jesus or to bear your own stripes. Hallelujah. There is always a choice. There is always a choice. There is always a choice. Do not forget, all that is required is to believe the word of God. All that is required is to receive the Lord Jesus and hold on to the word of God. Praise God. And so before I pray for us tonight, we're going to pray again together. We're going to declare. As you are praying, I'm praying. As you are praying, I'm praying. That in the name of the Lord Jesus, I receive the healing of my land. I receive the healing of my work. Now, if you know specific things in your life, that is suffering ailments, suffering sickness, suffering afflictions. I will, hallelujah. Or in your body. There is a physical healing on your body right now. Lay your hands on that place. There's a physical sickness in your body. Or you feel something happening in your body you can't understand. Lay your hands on your body now. If it has to do with your life generally, your work, your finances, any area, I want you to declare into that area now that in the name of the Lord Jesus, Jesus has been afflicted for my sake. He has borne my grief and my sorrows. He has borne my sicknesses. Even went as far as dying for me. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I am healed. In the name of Jesus, I receive the divine healing of God into my life. In the name of Jesus. Can we begin to declare in the spirit now? Lay your hands on that healing and begin to receive now. In the name of Jesus, I receive my healing. By the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. In the name of Jesus, according to the word of God, there is peace between me and God. In the name of Jesus, and so God has healed my land. I receive this healing into my land. In the name of Jesus, I receive this healing into my land. In the name of Jesus, I receive this healing into my life and into every area of my life that is healing. In the name of Jesus. Me carida, rakira, casobra, remere, heliani, egadi garusebe, remanobra, darabali, brende caria nobra, legrenia casubra dega, legreda marobra deke, rega de reke de rega, subre darabala, prodarabale, bade yalak, yenarike da sigrede, regredica le brado rabaleba. I receive this healing into my life. Me bravupe da heading sa bodia debre. I receive this healing into my ministry in the name of Jesus. As many people that may be healing in the name of Jesus, in the school of prosperity and influence, in the name of Jesus, I declare this healing upon their lives, upon their businesses. In the name of Jesus, mi krapupre ragedaba sobrade regade gana sobindre regenina leka sobra shatari bale barato kele baratega regene mele kende di kana sobrade bele kenya la kure bedande rine kende bele kana sobrande rekenya de bashatri bele adia raga me kere dia de kana basira no barade. I receive this healing into my life in the name of Jesus. God has healed my land. My land is healed. In the name of Jesus, my work is healed. In the name of Jesus, I have been redeemed from the curse of the law. There can't be any cause of any kind of harm. Make sure you are not, this is not the time to be looking around. Make sure you are declaring the word of God that you believe.
I do not have.
There can't be any sickness or ailment or affliction or grief of any kind upon my life. In the name of Jesus.
I ought you to begin to change because I have been redeemed.
In the name of Jesus. If there have been any way I've allowed afflictions in the past, in the name of Jesus. The word of God said that whatsoever I allow on earth shall be allowed in heaven. It is nothing concerning me. And so in the name of Jesus, I do not allow these afflictions any longer.
I have been redeemed from any cause of
affliction. For in Jesus' mighty name, we are still praying.
Amen.
Just so that we can understand and lay hold on what belongs to us really, rightfully. Romans chapter 8, verse 32. Because I understand that, so that there is no stumbling block of any kind on our way from receiving what God has provided. By the stripes of Jesus, you were healed. And we just realized today that the land of a man, literally the place where he sows his seed, can be sick. Literally where he sows his seed. So your work is a place where you sow your seed, you sow your energy, you sow your time into that work. Anything that takes investment from you, of your life, is literally a land. It can be sick. And it can be healed. Romans 8:32.
He that spared not
his own son,
but delivered him up for us all.
How shall he not with him also
freely give us
all things? Hallelujah. And I believe firmly that all things means all things. Oh, does all things mean some things and not some things?
All things means all things.
How shall he not? It is a very big question that if God can spare his son, how will he not, along with this son, freely give you all things? Can we take a minute to begin to declare into this land again that in the name of Jesus, this land is fruitful? In the name of Jesus, my land is fruitful. There is no ailment in my life. There is no ailment in my body. In the name of Jesus, by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed completely. I am healed completely. There is no ailment of any kind in my body. There is no ailment of any kind in my ministry. There is no ailment of any kind in my work. There is no ailment of any kind in Garissa Tobia Redia Gida Casubre Rege Regadica Gigeda Rubrede Nibla Cobialata Regele Maloba Shata Regede Berigrando Brate Ragerida Saboria Lava Ele Brenderi Calubre Darabalica Sobradere Legradiga Zombre Nekeriana Shira Darabalibra Narabalica Nuraca. In the name of Jesus, there is no sickness of any kind.
There is no any form of sickness in my body.
In the name of Jesus. Jesus has been afflicted for my sick. He bore my sicknesses, my grief, my sorrows, my pains on his body. And by this, by his stripes, I am healed.
He has borne my pains, my weak colors.
Even went as far as dying for me. I can't die on time. Nothing dies around me. Nothing goes down around me. There is peace between me and God. And so he has healed my land. And I have received this healing into my life.
My lands are healed. My color, JKT, my lands are healed. In the name of Jesus, my lands are healed.
For in Jesus,
in their
mighty name, We are still praying.
Amen.
If a land is healed, what does it do? Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. If a land is healed, what does it do? It brings forth good fruits. It brings forth good fruits. Ha! It brings forth good fruits. I hope you would see this. It brings forth good fruits. It brings forth good fruit. Can you begin to declare the kind of fruitfulness you want to have? A land that is healed brings forth good fruits. Do not worry about your land, it is healed already. Now talk about the fruit you want to bring out.
Thank you.
My life is fruitful. My land is fruitful. In the name of Jesus. Because it has been healed, my land is fruitful. It brings forth good fruit. In the name of Jesus, the school of prosperity and influence is fruitful. We bring forth good fruit. Every member of this school is fruitful. We bring forth good fruit. In the name of Jesus, the Silvery Fellowship is fruitful. It brings forth good fruit. In the name of Jesus. Caribre daru brese brendre kala deria la diga sabonya na bale brecheteria di bagata. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Deka dobra de grade brendre keri kala sobrande kani grade baton brade. Deka ne kale kase de geri karaka di karaka di karaka di karaka di karaka di karaka di karaka saferia laka le vade barumbre rege rege di gazabra rogande rebe gandre gari gere rege ali gazura na baladi ma boria le prendere kenya di gasabira da bashatia da balebe. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name, we are still praying.
Amen.
Lay your hands on your chest. I want to pray for us. Just lay your hand on your chest. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I declare over the lives of everybody in this meeting, everybody in the school of prosperity and influence, and every soul, every spirit under the sound of my voice, born of God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, go forth and be fruitful.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord has healed your land.
Amen.
Go forth and begin to bring forth good fruits.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
If there be any forces of darkness enforcing a particular course from many generations or from this particular generation, I really do not care. If there be any systems from darkness standing against your fruitfulness, standing against your healing, in the name of the Lord Jesus, they are broken down.
Amen.
I trample upon them today.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Because it is written concerning that I have been given power and authority.
Amen.
To tread upon serpents and scorpions.
Amen.
And over every power that Satan possesses. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Upon these lands, upon these businesses, upon these lives, upon this marriage, Satan, lose your hold.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Every condemnation of any kind. It is written that there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name, because you have confessed this sin before your Father, you are released from this condemnation.
Amen.
There is no condemnation of any kind for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The peace of God that passes human understanding,
Amen,
begin to keep you now from this moment onward.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
From this moment onward, the fruits of your life,
The fruit of your business, the fruit of your investment, the fruit of your marriage, the fruit of every area of your life that has been seen begins to be bountiful. You reap a bountiful harvest in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I declare over as many as are afflicted now that in the name of the Lord Jesus, I really do not care about the cause of the affliction. I speak as an ambassador of God because the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. He has sent me and anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of prison to those who are bound, as many as are afflicted. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you are healed from that affliction.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As many as are broken hearted. In the name of Jesus. I speak comfort to you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, everlasting Father.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
for in Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Do not forget, carry that mentality around. Carry that mentality around. Don't worry, we are going to bed in a few minutes. Carry that mentality around that you have been healed. Lastly, Philemon chapter 1, verse 6, it says that the communication of your faith becomes effectual by acknowledging every good thing that you have received in Christ Jesus. You have received healing upon your lives. You have received healing upon your lands. You have received healing upon your bodies. Continue to declare this. You must not let the devil steal it away from you. Continue to declare it. Continue to declare it. Continue to declare your own fruitfulness and to manifest. In the name of Jesus. God bless you.